You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on with your boy?
Well, I'm going to need maybe a little feedback from parents. If this is going on in your house, if you're letting your kids do this, thoughts, concerns, yada, yada, yada. Because right now we've got a 10-year-old in our house who is starting to get obsessed with drinking coffee. And I guess a bunch of kids in his class are showing up to school every day, fourth grade, mind you, with cups of coffee. They've got their mocha, frappuccino, latte, no whip, and they're all drinking coffee. So now he's coming to us, you know, mostly on weekends when, you know, I'm around and stuff. And he's like, you know, I'm pouring my morning cup of coffee. He's like, Dad, pour me a cup, pour me a cup. And I'm like, no, you're 10. You don't need coffee. And of course, the whole conversation started coming up in the house of, you know, it'll stunt your growth.
Stunt your growth.
And he already fired back. He's like, no, I've actually Googled that. I Googled it and I read about it. And that is a myth that is not true. And then Nicole started going into, you know, it'll stain your teeth. You don't need that much caffeine as a kid. And But what is it about a kid, a 10-year-old, sitting there at the breakfast table holding a cup of coffee that, to me, it's just like seeing them sit there with a beer almost. It just doesn't look right, you know? It's weird.
You got to remember, you know, as we get older and older and older, we want to stay young. And the opposite is true. When you're young, you want to be older. And there's no doubt that kids Reed's age are equating drinking coffee with an adult activity that they could get away with.
Because it's like a maturity thing.
Reed probably knows that when you have a beer or a cocktail that you're not going to let him have that.
Yeah.
But as his friends have pointed out, at 10 or 11, you can be guzzling coffee. I do want to ask you one question.
What's that?
Because you said, these were your words a few minutes ago, you said to him, no, you don't need that. So I need you to explain to me
how you need it. He doesn't need the caffeine, you know, and it's
what difference does it make what age you are?
We work hard and we're stressed and we don't get enough sleep and we're tired. And so, you know, at the breakfast table, as an adult, you're hunched over drinking that morning cup of coffee saying, I need this to start my day. Whereas he pops up with infinite amounts of energy. What does he have to be worried about? Oh, no, the line on the tetherball broke at school. And, oh, I'm exhausted from trading Pokemon cards.
Well,
Give me a break.
Come on. Stress
he doesn't
is
need
relative.
It.
Stress is relative.
He has zero stress right now. That kid lives a charmed life.
When you were 10, you had stresses, too.
Yeah, what Pokemon cards you're going to be trading.
Well, maybe,
that's
but it's
his
still,
stress.
To you, in like I said, relatively speaking, that's a lot of stress for a 10-year-old.
Okay, so maybe push that to the side just a little bit. Lack of sleep. The kid, you know, they get enough sleep, and they've got energy for days.
Can you serve him decaf coffee?
Probably could. You know, I did that thing to kind of deter him that I actually poured him a half cup of dark black coffee, and I said, here you go, because I wanted him to drink it and try it and be like, ugh. And he pushed it right back to me, and he says, oh, no, make it like you make yours. Little punk. So I had to put some Splenda in it, a little half and half, and then he drank, and he goes, this is good. Like,
it's
no.
Lost cause, dude.
It's a lost cause. But isn't that kind of weird, though, when you have a bunch of 10-year-olds showing up to school with their Starbucks orders?
No, not anymore.
It just seems so weird to me, man.
It's that thing that they see their parents going through Starbucks drive-thru line every single day.
And they want to hit, right?
So in their brain, this is normal. This is what we do.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
And so it shouldn't be considered weird anymore. I don't know. I can't speak to the health benefit. I'm not a coffee drinker. I've never been a coffee. My parents were addicted to the stuff. So you would think that I would have grown up like Reed and insisted on
it. See, I was the opposite. My parents had it going all the time. And my grandma, it was like whenever you went to grandma's house, 24/7, there was a pot brewing.
Yeah.
So I always associated coffee with really old folks type of thing. And I was like, I don't want that. That makes you old, you know, like that. So I had the opposite effect on me. So maybe that's why I'm kind of looking at this with a cocked head a little bit like, really? Why?
Yeah, but then you came over to the dark side, even though you associated it with elderly people.
Well, that's because I'm up at 3:30 in the morning every day, and it gives
you
a little.
Are you saying that if you didn't do this job, you would not drink any coffee?
I probably wouldn't have as much coffee. Mm-hmm. Not as much.
And isn't it more psychological than anything else? I've talked about this with Greg. My wife is, like you and many other people, she is addicted. She will have coffee first thing in the morning. It's the first thing she does. That was the present that I got her last year with that really fancy coffee maker thing, you know, and grinds the beans and does all this other stuff.
Grind them.
She grinds them. But
I've done the thing because I wanted to, you know, give it up because I do have too much of it in the morning, and I've tried it for like a week or two, and I definitely feel a difference. I need the little poke in the morning from it.
I still wonder how much of it is psychological, though. I don't know.
If it is,
but
it is.
Here's the question for our listeners, though. If your kids are 10 or 11, are they drinking coffee?
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, when did you let them start drinking coffee? Because I still am in camp. No, you're not having it at home. You're not getting coffee. I don't need you bouncing off the walls.
He's gonna sneak in with his friends,
man. Okay. We don't have to worry about drugs or dirty websites. We got to worry about them sneaking off and having a venti, huh?
In a way, I mean, is coffee a drug?
Oh, absolutely it is, yeah. Super
addictive. So, you know, he is going to sneak off and do drugs. It's just not, you know, crack. It's
mocha,
not a meth
head. Yo, you got that mocha?
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. How old? Well, and it could be you, too. It doesn't have to be your kids. It could be how old were you when you started? How old were your kids when they started? Or have you, like Jeremy, put your foot down and said, I'm not going to allow this.
Not in this house.
And then I'm curious, what age is the okay age?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of questions. 303-691-1649. Call your boys.
It's your boys in the morning.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Jeremy. You guys are awesome. We love you.
On Mix 100.
Got a mind bender coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now we're talking about how Jeremy's son, who's 10, about to turn 11 pretty soon, is requesting coffee, wants to be part of the grown-up crowd, wants to be drinking coffee. Because why? Well, his friends are drinking coffee now.
It's a big cup of
at
Joe.
At 10 and 11. The question is, how old were you when you started? How old were you? Were your kids when you let them first start drinking? We got a bunch of phone calls we're going to take, bunch coming in through social media, too. Lauren says, my niece started drinking coffee when she was 4. Her mom, my sister, thought it was cute that they could have coffee together.
Oh.
So there's a bonding element, I guess, is what she's saying.
That's cute.
William says, I was 6 when my dad poured me a cup. I've been a 3-cup-a-day drinker ever since.
Oh, he's hooked.
He's hooked since age 6. Wow. You know, let's take some calls and then let's talk some more about that. But we'll start with Leah. Hey, Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you know about this?
Hello. Well, and back in the olden days, you know, Grandma and Grandpa used to watch me and gave me coffee. Got a little coffee cup every single day. Had my coffee with just a little bit of coffee and a whole bunch of milk.
Yeah, I bet. Just a splash of coffee.
So, huh. Oh, yeah. And that's how I drink my coffee right now. But I only have one cup a day, and I drink it with a whole bunch of cream in it and just...
Well, that makes it much
coffee.
Better for you, Leah.
Yeah, right. It's really white coffee, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, hey, Jeremy, give him decaf. You don't have to give him caffeine.
We talked about
that. Yeah, we talked about that.
I don't
we
think
suggested
decaf
that.
Is fully decaffeinated. I mean, I think there's still a little bit in there. But, yeah, that's an option, of course.
I'm a tea drinker, all I drink is decaf tea. Every tea bag I've got is a decaf. So.
I don't want to stain his teeth, though, either.
In the morning.
We don't want his teeth all stained up at this young of an age, either.
Well, that's what all those little bright little
the white whitening strips.
Whitening strips. Leah, we got to run. Cycle. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. You know, essentially what she's drinking is she's drinking coffee-flavored milk.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what she's
too much cream.
Hello, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What's your thought on this?
All right, so I don't drink coffee. I drink tea, but I don't drink decaf. I have 2 boys. They never really asked us for coffee. My teenager drinks coffee. But, Jeremy, here's my big question.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher, and I feel like if a 4th-grade teacher is letting the whole class bring Starbucks and all these drinks with sugars,
mm-hmm.
maybe you should talk to the teacher. And maybe they just say, no Starbucks at school, because that's probably more of what it is.
You know,
could
playing
be.
Devil's advocate to your idea. I'm not saying whether your idea is right or wrong. Playing devil's advocate, though, teachers have enough.
They got a
lot
on their
plate. Joy. They have enough joy ripped out of their lives with parents telling them how to run their classroom.
Right.
I would pick my battles on this, and I would not add yet another rule to teachers.
And I mean, if it helps
personally.
The kids stay quiet, I mean, we're getting multiple.
Does it?
We're actually getting multiple messages coming in, talking of parents saying that their kids have ADD issues, and drinking coffee actually helps calm them down and they can focus easier. Mm. So maybe that's playing into why some of the teachers are letting them have it in the classroom. They're
actually a little more focused.
I don't know.
Joy, thank you for
that
call. We appreciate it. Thanks for the work you do with kids. We appreciate that too. I just don't want to add more to a teacher's plate. Now you've got to, you know, you've got to corral the coffee crowd in your classroom.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah. I don't know about that. Irma, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Irma.
You get the floor. What do you want to say?
Well, I've been drinking coffee since I was 7. Again, I was raised by my grandmother, and she would tell me to go make her a cup of coffee, and of course, I would have to sneak one for myself. And, you know, I used to put a lot of sugar in it, and not so much milk, but now I'm the opposite. I have to have my creamer, no sugar. And I turned out fine.
You're doing all right, huh?
Yeah.
I like the way everyone always defaults to that. I'm fine.
You know what I think part of it is, Irma, is you just kind of, it pulls at me a little bit too, seeing your kid grow up, you know, and they're just not really a kid anymore. And
that's a good point.
It's kind of sad a little bit, you know, and you see him sitting there with a cup of coffee and you're like, oh, that's my little boy sitting there, you know?
But you know what?
What's that?
Let me tell you something. I have a son. He's 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
He started drinking coffee around 10. Him and I used to have a day night. We used to go out and have dinner, and then, of course, I used to have my coffee afterwards. And he started, well, can I have one of those? And one day I gave in, and he's fine, too.
He's fine.
Everybody's fine in Irma's family.
Irma, we got to run.
Yeah, run.
Thank you for a great call. But you know what Irma's saying is like Lauren, that note that we read,
who said
that her niece drinks with, you know, Lauren's sister, and they think it's cute that they have coffee together.
It's cute. It's a cute factor.
Bonding
kind
of thing.
I think mostly for me it is that, you know, your kid's growing up. And,
yeah, I see that.
And I don't want them all jacked up on caffeine and getting hooked on that quite yet.
Nikki, you're going to get the last word on this. What do you want to say?
Well, I have 3 daughters. They started drinking coffee when they were about in 6th grade. And yeah, I think like Jeremy, it was really hard for me to see them do the growing up thing. That was really hard. So they don't drink like straight black coffee. It's mostly chocolate and milk. So, and <they're>, but they love it. And my husband drinks, I don't know, like a half a pot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee. I'm like Dom. I drink tea, but it's not decaf, and I only have 1 cup of it a day.
Yeah.
All right.
I have chai tea, and that's it.
Nikki, I'm so glad you called. Thanks for spending your mornings with us, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, bye, Nikki.
We appreciate you and everyone so much. You know, there's a demonization that might go on, too, with the coffee industry and places such as Starbucks. And I'm a little surprised. I could be wrong. I don't go to Starbucks just because I'm not a coffee drinker. I know they serve tea, but blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they may do a lot of marketing that subtly goes after a younger crowd. Like, hey, when you come through the drive-thru, get one for your kids. But I haven't seen that. Have you?
I haven't seen them intentionally marketing, but there's a factor to walking around holding a coffee cup with the logo on it. I've known a couple people that have worked at a couple of those certain coffee locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had conversations with them about that. And they said a lot of times it's just the status symbol of coming in and getting that, especially in particular locations, Lone Tree, that, you know, a lot of the people come in and they just want to be seen.
Yeah, I agree. There's no doubt. And that's why I said, you know, for a lot of kids, when we first started talking about this, I said it's probably that Reed identifies it as an adult thing
it
and
is.
He wants to hang with the adult crowd.
And, you know,
now, I know,
cool.
like, you know, like, for instance, you know, McDonald's would do Happy Meals, right? That is appealing to children. So
right.
I'm just wondering if coffee shops are brazenly doing that, or are they just are they just counting on mom and dad influencing the
maybe.
Kids?
Maybe. I mean, and it's the flavors, too. I mean, you can go in and get a caramel coffee or a peppermint coffee or a pumpkin coffee, you know, so it's more appealing to kids. And while you're there, you can get a cake pop, you know. It's like, you're naturally going to get kids in there.
Although I got to admit, when I would go in with anybody who was getting something at Starbucks, I would get the cake pop because I wasn't getting coffee.
And one just, cake pop?
I would just point and say, can't want one of those. I want one of those. You know, and for the people who say, look, I turned out fine or my kids are fine, maybe, but do we really know what's going on inside their bodies?
Yeah, we don't know. You're probably jacked up in some other way.
With all these sugary drinks and everything, I wouldn't necessarily assume that they're turning out fine.
No. They're probably screwed up in different ways.
Yeah, they could have diabetes by the time they're, you know, 40 years old or something. Well, I'm just saying. Pump a bunch of stuff into young people, and you know, they look fine on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, we're just talking here. Nobody.
You're talking. I'm not going into that.